And now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Crisco's Vic and Sade. You know, it's been said that the Pennsylvania Dutch first introduced pie in the New World. Now, I don't know whether or not that's true, but I do know that Pennsylvania pie is hard to beat. Why, I remember a particular butterscotch pie. It was, that high, topped with whipped cream and sprinkled with golden bits of toasted almonds. Mmm. But say, you know, I can't give the Dutch all the credit for that pie, because that pie crust, and boy, it was tender and delicious, was made with new, creamier Crisco. Yes, ma'am, all over the country, good pie makers know that the way to get tender, delicious pastry is the easy, modern Crisco way. You see, new Crisco is a pure, all-vegetable shortening that's now made creamier than ever before by the new million-dollar gyro-churning process. And because new Crisco is creamier, it requires less water for your dough. And that means less handling, which is the secret of tender crusts. By the minute you start to cut new Crisco into your flour, you'll see it's easier now to get wonderful pastry. And when you take your pie out of the oven, when you see that delicate brown crust, well, you'll want to use Crisco for all your cooking. And by the way, did you know that our own and a group of independent scientists tested every well-known vegetable shortening in a number of cities from coast to coast, and not a single one was creamier, purer, or as fresh as Crisco? And more than that, not one stayed fresh as long as Crisco. So if you want expert help with pies and cakes and fried foods, put in a call for pure, creamy Crisco, won't you? Why, recently, you know, when we questioned 753 teachers from coast to coast, 9 out of 10 said we use Crisco in our cooking classes. Well, that's certainly expert cooking advice you can't afford to overlook. So insist on Crisco for all your cooking. Well, sir, it's about 2:30 o'clock in the afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook all by himself. The gentleman is established at the library table, and from the litter of writing materials and important-looking documents and evidence, we jump to the immediate conclusion he's doing a spot of office work at home. But at this moment, being suddenly aware of sounds in the kitchen, he glances in that direction and calls...
Yes, who is it?
Thank you, Guy. I never knew you were home.
Plant 11, 9 carloadens. Plant 3, 12 carloadens.
Guy?
I'm busy, Roscoe. What you want?
Mom around?
No.
I got Bluetooth Johnson out by the garbage box.
Well, keep him there.
What?
Keep him there. I'm trying to concentrate on some work.
Where is Mom?
You know.
Where is Mom, Guy?
Oh, my.
Guy?
I haven't the slightest notion where she is. Go away. Plant 11, 9 carloadens. Plant 3, 12 carloadens.
Hey, Bluetooth, wait for me a minute, will you?
Oh.
Yeah. I'll be out in a little while. I think my dad...
Hey!
Yeah, Dad?
Stop that noise.
Talking to Bluetooth Johnson.
Plant 3, 12 carloadens.
Talking to Bluetooth Johnson, Dad.
Go join Bluetooth Johnson.
What?
Go join Bluetooth Johnson. Listen, you hyena, I'm trying to work in here. Beat it. Get out of the house and don't come back till supper time. I'm trying to concentrate. Well, come answer it.
What?
Come answer it.
Telephone's ringing.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you say come answer it?
No, get out of here.
Might possibly be for Bluetooth Johnson. If it is, Bluetooth rang Andy out by the garbage box.
Beat it.
What?
Oh, my. Oh, hello? Yes? Oh, yes, Miss Chogle.
Hey, Bluetooth. You don't mind
waiting
out there
for
me?
Why, no, she isn't, Miss Chogle.
No, I won't be long.
I'm afraid I haven't got the slightest idea.
Okay.
No.
No, I think my dad's doing some work.
What?
Yeah.
Beg pardon, Miss Chogle. I didn't catch what you said.
I don't think he wants to be bothered.
Rushes out in the kitchen hollering to somebody.
Yeah.
Just
okay,
a second.
Bluetooth.
Yes.
For me, Gov?
Stop that noise.
Somebody on the phone for me?
No.
Somebody for Bluetooth?
Miss Chogle? Sorry to interrupt you. No, she never said. No. Well, she could be at Ms. Stembody's.
Somebody for Bluetooth Johnson on the phone, Gav?
Well, why don't you try there, Miss Chogle? Phone number? I ordered old standby and phone number. Let's see, I believe it's... one moment, Miss Choker. Rush.
Somebody from Bluetooth?
What's Stembottom's phone number?
Is that where Mom is, Stembottom's?
Listen, you lummox, in about 1 minute, I'm... what, Miss Choker? No, I was talking to this reprobate son of mine. What's Stembottom's phone number?
2572X.
Now beat it. 2572X, Miss Choker. Yes. Not at all. Not at all, Miss Choker. Bye. Egg yolk, old trip hammer. I'll give you just 10 seconds to quit the premises.
I only wish to get the magnifying glass out of the bookcase, and then I will take my departure.
I'll say you will.
Bluetooth Johnson is out by the garbage box.
I don't care if Bluetooth Johnson is out by the Straits of Gibraltar. On the one afternoon, a man tries to do a little work at home.
I think he heard you.
You think who hurt me?
Bluetooth. When I hollered in here and told you Bluetooth was out by the garbage box, I think he heard you when you yelled back for me to keep him there. His feelings are probably wounded. Bluetooth Johnson is a very sensitive bundle of nerves. His tears are very near the surface. He'll weep at the drop of a hat. Bluetooth Johnson is as high-strung an individual as you'll find...
Are you going to get out of here?
I want the magnifying glass out of the bookcase.
Get it and go.
Very well.
And if I hear another peep out of you, there'll be serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Man might just as well attempt to work with complex figures and make delicate calculations in a doggone half-wit boiler factory. If I wasn't of a vigorous constitution, I'd have gone batty years ago. Plant 11, 9 carloadens. Plant 3, 12 carloadens. Plant 7... Well, that's not right. Plant 11, 6 carloadens. Plant 3, 14 carloadens. Plant 7...
Son of a gun. Somebody stuffed this bookcase full of junk where, when I opened the door, it all fell out on the floor.
So I see.
Must have been Mom done it.
Made quite a crash.
Yes, it did. Blame the luck.
I was quite startled.
So was I. Nothing got broke, though. By George.
Get out.
I...
Do you hear me? My patience has stretched itself as far as it is humanly possible.
Telephone's ringing.
You're going to get out?
Telephone's ringing.
I'll answer it and leave. I'm giving you fair warning. I won't be responsible for any impulsive action I may take if you're in this room 10 seconds from the time
well,
that I say.
Speaking. Just fine, thanks. And yourself? Mighty glad to hear it, Smelly.
If you're wise, you'll cut that short.
1 second, Smelly. I beg your pardon, Gov.
If you're wise, you'll cut that short.
Smelly, excuse the delay. My father passed a remark. He expressed a wish we'd not keep the line busy long. Yeah. Resume what you were saying. Oh, uh-huh. By George, it just so happens he is. One moment, Smelly.
Smelly want to speak to me?
No, wants to speak to Bluetooth.
Where are you going?
Fetch Bluetooth.
Oh, no.
He's right handy out by the garbage box.
Oh, no.
You would deprive a fellow human being of his legal right to receive a telephone call. You would... I'll tell him no. Smelly? I'm afraid Bluetooth won't be able to speak with you just at the present time, Smelly. No. Well, it just so happens that circumstances over which I have no control prevent... Uh-huh. That's right. You hit the nail on the head, Smelly. Yeah. My father's here doing some special work and people conversing over the telephone bother him. That's right. Uh-huh. Well, may I take a message to Bluetooth? Very trivial, huh? Very, very trivial, huh? Very, very, very trivial, huh? Very, 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 very...
Oh!
Bye, Smelly. Don't get mad, Gov. I couldn't help it if the telephone was ringing.
I do not wish to do something that I would later regret. But...
Telephone's ringing, Gov. Shall I answer it? Hello? Oh, hello, Mom. Oh, nothing much. Just come in the house to get the magnifying glass out of the bookcase. Yeah. Bluetooth Johnson's out by the garbage box. Yeah. Gov? Sure. Guess he's been here quite a while. You wish to speak with him? Okay. 1 second. Gov. Here's Mom wishes to speak to you. I expect...
One side.
Just because a common, ordinary American citizen...
Silence.
Attempt... Mm-hmm.
Hello? Yes, eh? Trying to do some work. About an hour. No. Yes. No. Miss Joker. Never said. I never asked. Said she tried to get you at Ruthie's. No. Yes. 5 minutes ago. No. No. Yes. No. 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 Bye.
May I search the bookcase for my magnifying glass? I'll leave as soon as I find it. Bluetooth Johnson's out by the garbage box.
Be gone.
Won't you even let me?
Be gone.
Okay.
Oh, my. Plant 11, 6 carlodens. Plant 3, 14 carlodens. Plant 7, 20 carlodens. Plant 5, 9 carlodens.
Cell phone's ringing. Ain't you gonna answer it? Front doorbell's ringing. God, front doorbell's ringing. Ain't you gonna answer that either? Hey, Bluetooth, I couldn't find the magnifying glass. Wait for me a minute, will ya? Okay.
Oh, my.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Crisco's Vic and Sade until the next time. Now say, with all the extra work of getting the children back to school, I'll bet you'd appreciate a suggestion for a quick one-dish meal you can get on the table in a hurry, wouldn't you? Well, listen, just bake a big meat pie with a crown of tender golden biscuits early in the morning. Then reheat it at dinner time. The family will say it's delicious. Now, don't hesitate. Don't say that you can't make good biscuits, because today there's creamy Crisco to help you make tender, feathery light biscuits you'll be proud to serve. You see, new Crisco is easier than ever to use because it's whipped and churned by the new million-dollar gyro-churning process till it's a marvel of creaminess. Why, say, when our own and a group of independent scientists tested every well-known vegetable shortening in a number of cities from coast to coast, not a single one was creamier, purer, or as fresh as Crisco. And more than that, not one stayed fresh as long as Crisco. So, next time you get shortening, why not say, make it Crisco, and make it good. Don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Glenn Riggs speaking.